So now we're going to look ahead to this weekend's racing action. And once again, of course, as we are each and every Friday here on Drive Time Sport, Martin Murphy of Horse Racing Ireland joins us on the programme. So we'd say hello to you, Martin.
How are you, Barry? How are you keeping?
Very well. Enjoying the week's racing, of course, across the pond in Royal Ascot, as I'm sure you are as well. And there's been some great performances throughout the week, some big race success as well for Ireland. And what caught your eye over the course of the week so far up to today, Martin?
Yeah, it's been great so far, you're right, as always. I mean, you don't expect that. I mean, the Irish have done well. I suppose they haven't won the really big races that we're kind of hoping for. But in saying that, you know, it's fierce competitive over there, as you'd imagine. And some, as you said, some very, very good performances. You'd have to hand it to Frankie Dettori on the Tuesday. He certainly stole the show with a tremendous treble. Without Perot, looked a very decent horse when the St. James Palace Stakes beat the Guineas winners. Roman Eyes was disappointing, I suppose, for Ken Condon. He ran okay, but I just think, you know, obviously wasn't the same horse as well as the Cora. Gustav Klimt went very close to giving Dunnock O'Brien a first right last of success. That was a very good race indeed, but without Perot, certainly a very kind of unexposed horse. He'd only won a listed race before that. He looks a very, very smart horse and could take high rank among the 3-year-old milers this season, no question about that. It was very good sprint I thought on the Tuesday as well. Disappointing Lady Aurelia wasn't able to follow Blanchard's win, but Bathash was the big one there, and he just got beaten by a very good horse called Blue Pint. Very, very good race that was. Obviously very fast, as you'd imagine it would be, and great stuff. I suppose the rest of the week, Cracksman getting beat on Wednesday, I actually wasn't really surprised, because I honestly feel that the fast ground never suits him, and we were lucky enough to go in with Poet's Ward on that one. Great win for Sir Michael Stout, giving him a 76 winner at the Royal Ascot meeting, beating Sir Henry Cecil. Of course, later Henry Cecil had the record for many years at 75, and 41 years after Michael Stout had his first winner to meeting, he settled at 76, and of course then went on, actually gave it 77 when Eagle Eye won the last race indeed. And yes, of course, I think it was a great Gold Cup, it has to be said. Order of St. George just never really looked happy, I think, this time from 3 or 4 furlongs out. You could see he was under pressure, kept on well, but could only finish 4 to a new star called Stradivarius, who was there certainly going to be a big danger again for Frankie Dettori and John Gosden. Very, very good young horse, this fella. Won the Gold Cup as a trio last season, which takes a lot of doing. And there was a big question mark whether he would stay. He certainly did. Tarstor ran a cracker for Jessica Harrington, trying to give her a first winner at the meeting. Very good effort from Tarstor. He disappointed race last year, but this time round on the Conor McDonoghue, he looked likely to win actually 2 furlongs out, but had to make do with Tord, but certainly lost little in defeat. But a great meeting, as you say, and lots to look forward to again tomorrow.
Yeah, that's for sure. And just a quick word, I suppose, on Settle for Bay as well. That was a big winner for David Marnane.
It was terrific, and great to see him win, and a fair play to David. Like, he's very good at Royal Ascot, he's very good at targeting those big English handicaps. I remember he won the Wokingham a good few years ago, about 5 or 6 years ago now. He's always been a kind of middle of the range trainer here, but you know, he's probably struggled in recent years, like a lot of trainers, with recession and things like that. But he can certainly produce them well, and certainly for Bay, like in a 30 runner handicap like that, you can see even from 2 furlongs out, he was travelling really well with those bright green silks. I was happy to see him travelling as well anyway, Barry, because I feel about be training him, and he really loves fast ground. I've seen him win a couple of races at Dundalk early on the season, and like very competitive race in that Royal Ascot, very hard to win handicaps over there, and for him to win a big race like that suggests he certainly wouldn't be out of place in a group race. I think that's where he'd have to go now. He won that race off a mark in 99. The handicap were short, pump up 6 or 7 pounds for that, so he'd be rated about 105-106. He'd certainly be good enough for a listed or group 3, and fair play to Dave Marnane. A great well executed plan. I think that was the plan for quite a while, and it's always very difficult to win a competitive handicap with 30 runners at the Ascot. A great win for Billy Lee as well, a very unsung hero here with Billy Lee, a very good jockey, going well in the Jockey Championship, might even be champion someday. Very unassuming character, very, very effective though, and rides a lot for William McCreary and different trainers, very much in demand, and he certainly is. He enjoyed his day in the sun on Wednesday.
Yeah, very popular winner there. So we're going to look ahead to tomorrow's Royal Ascot meeting, Martin. It could be a tough day for the Irish tomorrow, would you agree with that?
I would. I think Ryan Moore has a great chance, all right, it has to be said, in a couple of races. He's fighting it out with Frankie at the moment to be champion jockey. He's one behind as we speak, but I just think tomorrow he's got a really strong book of rides. He rides Crystal Ocean in the Hardwick Stakes for Sir Michael Stout. Now that is interesting because he doesn't ride Idaho, which is of course Aidan O'Brien's runner and the horse that won it last year. Dunica rides that. Crystal Ocean looks a much improved horse, a typical Sir Michael Stout horse, just a bit like Poet's Ward. Ran very well, you know, in the the English St. Ledger last season, just got beaten by Capri. He's been brought along steadily, won nicely already this season, and he's going to be a fairly sharp price favourite tomorrow. He's only six in the race. I think he'll win. I think he's the type of horse that could go on and win the King George in a couple of weeks' time at Ascot. Clips and Moher will run well, I suppose, for Shamie Heffernan and Aidan O'Brien. Again, he ran okay during the week, but he doesn't look good enough at this level. Idaho will like the fast ground. He was disappointing last time in the Coronation Cup on softest ground, but forget about that. I think he's much better horse on good ground. He certainly looks the biggest danger for Crystal Ocean, but I would expect Crystal Ocean to win. From the Irish point of view, Queen Alexander Stakes, the last race, is a race we've done very well in over the years, and I think we can win it again tomorrow. We've got a couple of strong challengers in the 16-runner field. Whitney Mullins, in particular, a horse called Thomas Hobson, again Ryan Moore on board. This is a horse that has won at the meeting before in the past. He second in his race a couple of years ago, and he finished a great sixth in the Melbourne Cup on his last run. And that's, of course, the first Tuesday in November, so he's overcome a long absence, but no problem for Willie Mullins to do that. It was a fine run when he finished sixth rekindling in the Melbourne Cup. That is a really, really strong form. This is a 2.5 mile, right up the street. Palisader for Gordon Elliott would have a chance with Jamie Spencer. Expect him to come late and fast. Light Pillar for Joseph Bryan, and even Mary DeVee from Willie Mullins could give the Irish a very strong hand. I think we'd certainly win it. I do think that Thomas Hobson could win. The big race tomorrow is the Diamond Jubilee Stakes, and all eyes here will be on Aidan O'Brien's Merchant Navy. Again, a very strong challenge here. He was a very good Australian horse. He won very well at the Curragh on Guineas weekend. He won the Greenland Stakes very well. Now, he wasn't supposed to be 100% fit on that occasion, so a big improvement is expected tomorrow. But I think he will need big improvement to beat a horse called Harry Angel for Clive Cox. A very, very top-class sprinter, this fella. Top-class sprinter last season. He has just one run this season, won narrowly, but won well enough to suggest that he can improve an awful lot. He'll be the English favourite. Merchant Navy will be the Irish favourite. So a big battle between those two. The Tin Ram won the race last year. I can't see him winning again this year. I think it's a stronger race. Spirit of Valor could have an each-way chance for Aidan O'Brien with Dunnock on board. But I'm hoping Merchant Navy can do it. If forced to have a bet, I think to myself, Harry Angel just have that might have that little bit extra too much for him. But hopefully Merchant Navy can prove me wrong and give the Irish a great win in a good ground race tomorrow.
Yeah, exciting stuff at Royal Ascot tomorrow. Really looking forward to that. And of course, plenty of great racing as well here in Ireland over the course of the weekend. And we'll start with Down Royal tomorrow. Martin, of course, seven races down for decision. It's a 1.55 start. Of course, feature on the card is the 3.35, the Magners Ulster Derby Premier Handicap.
Yes, a big prize here, 59,000 to the winner here. Barry, probably a little bit disappointed with just only eight runners in the race, but it's always been a competitive one, and this is fairly competitive here. The top weight change of velocity went up £12 for winning a maiden at Gordon Park last time. Under top weight here, I think he could reach the frame, but I'm not quite sure he'll be good enough to win. Sherbergan is interesting for Dermot Weld, Diaga Khan and Declan McDonough. Good winner Sligo last time. He's only ran twice, so looks open to plenty of improvement. I could see him probably heading the betting market. Down towards the bottom, a horse called Remy D was a good winner at the Curragh last time for Joseph Bryan. Beat a horse called City Ballerina, who runs also tomorrow. I think of the two horses, I prefer City Ballerina. She's only up £2 for that second place, and a very consistent animal, has yet to get her head in front, but I think Jessica Harrington Stable is going very well. Karma Dunhill as well will light the ground, and she gets a narrow vote to win for me. Midnight Wild is an interesting runner for England. John Ryan trains this one. Was thought good enough to run in a group race as a 2-year-old last time. He did a little bit disappointing last time, but before that was second in Newmarket, and he wouldn't be travelling over here just for the year. So I imagine Midnight Wild could get into play, since I think City Ballerina might be the one to beat.
Good stuff. And of course, it looks an ultra competitive card over the course of the day. Martin, would you agree with that? And anything catch your eye in any of the other races?
Definitely, yeah. The Ulster Oaks are 4.15. It's for fillies only. Very competitive race. I like Nick Halford's here, Calixana. I've seen her run second at Naas on her first run against Broadway early on in the year in Naas. Then won well last time at Gordon Park. This is her first venture into handicap company, and a mark at 84 could be okay, I think. It's certainly a workable mark. Chris Hayes rides, likes the good ground. I think has a very good chance here. Beach Wedding for Johnny Murta won last time out of Leopardstown, beating a horse called Bella Figura, who also runs tomorrow. Shouldn't be much between that pair again, while the likes of Lady Camilla for Gavin Cromwell is another one that could go well. But I think Calixana is unexposed and might be better than this 84 mark. I think she could be good enough to win. In other races, the last race, I think a horse called Elysian Plains has a great chance for Gerard Lyons and Colin Keane. Just got beaten last time at Gordon Park. Form looks fairly solid and might be good enough to win. Other races, maybe in the 225, the top one there, a horse called Abstract action, might be worth taking a chance on here. Very fast horse. He's come down a lot in the handicap in recent months. Only runs off a mark of 82. Now, Killian Leonard rides this one. Normally would bounce out in front and around a very sharp track at Down Royal. Could grab the rail and take plenty of beating here. In the opening race, in the 155, horse called Rangefield Express for Michael O'Callaghan, who's got a number of runners in this one, has a very good chance. Third at Dundalk last time out in his only start. Should improve enough to go very close here. It's a tricky track for newcomers, but I think with this benefit of experience behind them, Rangefield Express could win the very first race.
Brilliant. And moving on to Goran Park, of course, we've 8 races done for decision below at Goran Park, Martin, and it's a 1:40 start.
It is a big field here, all right, Patrick. Barry, it's the last, it's the second last National Hunt meeting for a couple of weeks. We have Kilbeggan on Monday, and then we have a kind of break for the National Hunt jockeys, to be quite honest. We don't race again until Bellystown the following Thursday, Friday week. So this is the last chance. I'm not surprised there's so many runners tomorrow, even though the ground is quite on the lively side. In the 250 event, an interesting race, the winners of the race, with a couple of previous winners, Conrad, Karaka, are all previous winners, and they must have good chances. But a horse here called Room to Roam for Pat Fahey and Kevin Sexton jockey is an interesting horse. This was a winner at Dundalk on the flat. Ran well over hurdles without winning during the winter months on soft ground. Finished a good second, I remember, one day at Nace behind a horse called Mastermind. That form is quite good. And I think even though he hasn't won over hurdles yet, I think this could be his best chance to open his account in the 250. In the 325, big field here, made in hurdles, with a horse called Storm Rising for Dennis Hogan. Should go pretty close. He's been running quite well in similar type races. I certainly would have a bit of a chance here. In the 355, another big field, a horse called Launch and Tanks. I seen winning actually at Clonmel a couple of weeks ago. Up £9 for that, but with Paul Townley on board, could be expected to go in again. In the 5:10 is the feature race, a 3-mile handicap hurdle. Very good race, this one. And the one I like here is a horse called Laz Oscar, number 6 on the card for Liam Cusack. Dennis O'Regan on board. Very much in favour of the fast ground. Good second last time at Down Royal. Very consistent animal and certainly should reward each way support. He might be the tip of the day in the 5:10. Horse called Laz Oscar.
Yeah, one for the notebook there. So that's Saturday's action. Moving on to Sunday's action, of course, it's Goran Park. Once again, of course, 7 races this time around. It's a 2:05 start, and of course, it's an all flat affair.
Yes, and the 3:05 is the big race here. Barry, a good race, good competitive handicap, lots of interesting horses in it. Number 2, That Is the Spirit, good winner over course and distance a couple of weeks ago, up £5 for that. And this Richard O'Brien is certainly a trainer making waves in the Irish scene. He's actually a dentist by trade, which I believe, but he's a very, very good trainer, this fellow. And this That Is the Spirit is sure to go close. Sometimes the diamond for Jim Bulger must have an excellent chance, stepping down from listed company. She's only 3-year-old in the race, but must have a very big chance on form. The other two in the race with a big chance, Have a Nice Day and Turbine. There were first and second last week at Limerick. They tipped up Turbine last week. He thought he ran a very good race, but I'm hoping that he can win on Sunday. He's drawn 1, which is a good draw around here at Gordon Park. I could see him trying to make all the running, and hopefully under Killian Leonard he might just have enough in him to win this race. That's Turbine. He's a very, very consistent animal, and he shouldn't be too far away in the 3:05 race. Other races then, the 4:05, interesting maiden here for fillies. Some very smart ones engaged. A horse called Curly ran well enough when third at Nace for Aidan O'Brien last Monday. That one could go a couple of places better in that 4:05 race. In the 4:35, again, the top one here, Dance Emperor for Jessica Hart, must have a solid chance. Third at the Curra on Guineas weekend. That was quite a good race, and I think you'd have to give it a bit of a chance in the 4:35. Back to the 3:35, another handicap here, wide open race. Texas Radio was a good winner over course and distance a couple of weeks ago. Up £8 for that, though, and a wide draw to overcome here might make things more difficult. Maybe number 9, Full Disclosure. Bit of a surprise winner at Nace last Monday. Only £4 for that. And the Oliver's horses have hit form with a vengeance in the last couple of weeks and might just be good enough to win again. That's number 9, Full Disclosure, in the 3:35 event.
Yeah, all to look forward to. So over the course of the weekend, of course, a very busy weekend once again. And your best bets of the weekend, Martin?
I think on Gordon Sunday, I'm going to go for Turbine in that 3:05. I think on Saturday at Gordon Park, again, a horse called Laz Oscar in that 5:10. And maybe Down Royal Saturday, Calixana in the 4:15.
Brilliant as always, Martin. Enjoy the race at the weekend. Of course, we'll talk to you again next Friday.
Yeah, and we should have lots to look forward to, Barry. Of course, the big derby meeting here. The forecast is very good, of course, as we all know, for the next week. So we're hoping we'll get big crowds for the Curra. The action starts Friday night into Saturday, of course, the big derby on the Saturday, Dubai Duty Free Irish Derby, where Saxon Murray are sure to start favourite. And then on Sunday, the Pretty Polly Stakes. So lots to look forward to here over the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, that's for sure. Oh, it was a marvellous meeting, and well worth taking a trip to the Curra for that weekend.
Absolutely, Barry. Thanks very much indeed.